curriculum. It's something that's going to, it's been in the works for a number of years, and it takes effect this school year. As people have been talking about it, what exactly is it?
Well, it really is, let me make sure that the public understands, when the Common Core standards first were published, we used a tool by Achieve Incorporated to do a comparison of our current state standards to the Common Core state standards. There was an 85% match. So most of what's in the Common Core state standards, Maryland was already doing. The rub is we weren't doing it at the same time. So while we may have been introducing certain curricula to students in the fifth grade, Common Core asks that we present that now in the fourth grade or the third grade. So we're expecting more of the students sooner, but it won't be statewide such a shift. It will be shift for individual teachers as we push rigor down to the
What
early.
Sort of things are being taught? I mean, that might be taught to a fifth grader will have to be now taught to a fourth grader. Are we talking about certain types of math skills, certain types of reading skills? What exactly?
Absolutely. So math probably is the most outstanding one, because math is just really something that teachers struggle with at the elementary and middle school level anyway, if students don't have the requisite skills. So sometimes we are going to have to be really supportive of our teachers as we make this huge shift, because we already have a lag in math performance, and one can see that in our state data. But to push the rigor down even further earlier for students and teachers is going to be a professional development opportunity for us.
Okay, and what sort of things? I mean, give me a concrete example of something that might be taught. Is it certain types of long divisions, algebra?
Well, the bottom line is this. Let me tell you this example.
Sure.
Darla Strauss, who runs our Teachers of the Year program here, was working with her grandson, who's in elementary school. And she was trying to help him with his math. And he said, "Mima, if you do that, you're going to get a zero." And she says, "Lillian, they're looking at the same math problem 5 to 7 different ways. So one thing that is so different, even if it's not the content, is the logistics behind how students derive answers." So before, when we were in school and had to do math, there was one right way show the math and get the answer. And what this does is really home in on students' higher order thinking skills and say, if you get the right answer, how many different ways can you get that answer?
Gotcha. Now, there have been some parents who have raised questions that, as part of Common Core curriculum, the state is collecting personal information on students. Maybe you could just clear that up. What's happening here?
I just don't know where this is coming from. The Common Core curriculum is just replacing what we already have. The student databases that we have are the student databases that we've always had. Expanding the collaboration among agencies, so we know 18 months after a student graduates from high school where that student is. So we work with MHEC, the Maryland Higher Ed Commission, and the University System of Maryland, our independent colleges and universities, the Department of Labor, to see where those students are. That has nothing to do with Common Core state standards.
So there's nothing new here. I mean, but you've collected data on students
as always.
What sort of data is collected, just so that I'm clear?
Well, the only data that we have, because remember, the students' data, for the most part, belongs to the local jurisdiction. Mm-hmm. At the state level, we are looking at state assessments. We are looking at attendance patterns. We're looking at discipline patterns. We're looking at students who are eligible for free and reduced meals, things like that that help inform what we do with our budget and how we target our professional development.
So how you might help the student.
Absolutely.
Is that data then held? I mean, is it kept on file? I mean, I guess some of the parents are concerned that the state, the school system has this data on my children. What are they going to do with it?
Well, the parents have to understand that we've always had these data because we have to make decisions, and that we have firewalls over firewalls. Only certain people have access to those data. So we're very meticulous about the confidentiality of our students.
The records are kept confidential. How will schools improve as a result of these standards, this new curriculum standards?
Well, for the first time in the country and among many states, we've had a cogent discussion about college and career readiness. We've always used those as buzzwords, but with the Common Core state standards, with over 40 states accepting them, nationally, we have come together to agree what it means to be college and career ready. So, first of all, we have a trajectory that really does build on itself, And there's a common understanding among the states that we believe this is essential knowledge.
Is there a local flexibility here with, can local school systems have some flexibility in this curriculum?
Well, we have a curriculum framework is
right.
all we have. So okay. they have, the means is flexible.
Right.
All we care about is the ends, what standards students should know at the end of each grade level to be college and career ready. We have a curriculum framework, but they do have some academic freedom to determine how they implement those.
Let me get you to also address some new science standards that were approved today by the board. Tell me a little bit about those.
Oh, we are so excited about that. Those are the next generation science standards. And again, it goes back to the Common Core State Standards, where we're really looking at inquiry-based, performance-based learning. We're no longer just asking students to remember facts and regurgitate them, but we're asking them to absorb information and use their higher-order thinking skills to use them in different venues. And
making them more career-ready for science,
Absolutely.
Technology, and engineering
Absolutely.
Careers and math careers.
And ensuring that their knowledge is portable so that they get the knowledge, the literacy of the knowledge, and then they can use it how they want.
What are your plans for year two as Maryland school superintendent?
So with year two, the governor put money in the budget around early college going. So he kicked off a great press release opportunity with Prince George's Community College, who has early college where
right.
students are graduating from high school with associate's degrees. So we're looking at those kinds of opportunities. We're also looking at digital learning and how we can take advantage of all the technology that is out there in a blended way to give students adaptive ways to learn. Our high performers can do really well, and those who need remediation can take time to do that.